I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in our Faith Matters conversation, you've heard of people coming out of the closet because they are gay or have conquered an addiction, but New York writer Ada Calhoun says she recently came out as a Christian to her mostly secular circle of friends. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, more on Haiti. In the face of the tragedy unfolding there, many people are looking to faith to ask why. American evangelist and former Republican presidential nominee Pat Robertson apparently did that also, but his answer has drawn widespread criticism. A day after the earthquake, Robertson, speaking on his widely watched program, The 700 Club, suggested Haiti's people had brought the tragedy on themselves in part by signing a pact with the devil to free themselves from French rule. Here it is.
They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. True story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor.
Of course, it's not the first time Pat Robertson has stirred controversy with similar comments. He blamed 9/11, for example, on American faithlessness. And when the former prime minister of Israel, Ariel Sharon, had a stroke, he called it divine retribution. But even though Robertson has been heavily criticized, we still wanted to understand more about this notion of God's wrath. And is there a theological underpinning? So for that, we've invited back one of our regular guests, the Reverend Herschel York. He's pastor of Buckrun Baptist Church in Frankfort, Kentucky. He's also a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he joins us from their studio in Louisville. Welcome to you, sir. Welcome back. Happy New Year.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you, and to you as well.
Now, first, I should mention we certainly invited the Reverend Robertson to join us. He declined. His office sent us a statement, which we'll post on our website, and I'll read a little bit of it later. And to you, Pastor York, certainly I'm going to ask your opinion about this, but first I wanted to understand exactly what he is saying. Is there a notion of God's wrath being visited upon a people for something that may or may not have happened hundreds of years ago? Is that theologically sound?
Well, every time there's a natural disaster of some kind, there are people who look to that. And you do have to understand, there is a theological backdrop against which natural disasters occur. You know, the Bible does teach that humanity is sinful. God does indeed judge humanity. He does indeed judge nations. However, the problem comes when we begin to draw direct lines of cause and effect between particular sins and particular acts, because there are a lot of nations that have done tremendous evil that we see go pretty much unscathed. I mean, the Psalms wrestle with this problem in the scriptures themselves. You know, why do the wicked prosper when sometimes good people, God's people, languish in poverty and disease and depression? And so the problem comes when you try and see cause and effect in particular things. The Bible, of course, teaches that God's going to judge the world. 2 Peter chapter 3 teaches that. We also know that the truth is there is a theological sense in which we deserve every bad thing that happens to us because we are, as a race, at enmity with God, and yet that's what God's grace is about, that he doesn't just give us what we deserve. And so evangelicals believe that God has sent Jesus to deliver us from that. And to be able to trace this natural disaster back to something that happened, I forget exactly what year it was. 1791. First of all, I think that has a very deficient view of God, that God would visit on these people today. Even if you did believe that there was a pact made with the devil, why would God punish these people for something someone did generations ago?
You don't buy that theologically?
I don't buy it at all.
As a Southern Baptist, you share the denomination to which Pat Robertson belongs as a teacher, as a preacher within that denomination. You don't agree with that interpretation?
Oh, I don't agree with it at all. And frankly, Pat Robertson is tremendously outside the mainstream of Southern Baptist. I think he was ordained as a Southern Baptist, but he's really not been part of a Southern Baptist church or Southern Baptist life for some time. He's much more in the Pentecostal wing of evangelicalism. And I think my deepest criticism would go to that whole it's really the flip side of what I consider, you know, the health and wealth gospel, that God's primary purpose is just to make us healthy and happy. And the flip side of that is if you displease him or do step out of his will, that you're going to have terrible things visited on you. The truth is, good people suffer, bad people prosper, and this is the injustice. This is part of being in a fallen world that sin has tainted.
Well, we will have more on this on our website. If you go to npr.org and then go to programs and click on Tell Me More, we'll have the full statement that was provided to us by the Christian Broadcasting Network, which, of course, Pat Robertson founded. And we'll have a little statement explaining exactly what he thinks he was talking about. And Reverend York, we want to thank you once again for joining us and helping us understand these matters further.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Reverend Herschel York is pastor of Buck Run Baptist Church. He's a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he joined us from their studios in Louisville.